Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
In it. Welcome, Isaac.
Hello, hello.
Just, do you want to get your eardrum on?
Yeah, it's a really nice beat, man.
Boom bap situation. This will be our bed for the next 1 minute, 40 seconds.
Isaac, I reckon you can probably introduce yourself. Just give everyone a bit of a...
It's because he's untangling this cord.
It's not because he's doing something else.
If you could just do that while he's untangling that cord.
Sure, Johnny, I'll take over the show. Don't worry about it.
Who the fuck are you?
Hello, everybody. My name is Harko. It's nice to have you here. Ignore the other people in the car. Just turn up the radio. You don't need them anymore. I am a musician. I run a podcast called Harko Meets Humans, and I just love talking about music and music industry stuff and songs and all that jazz. So
you've got a double release coming out.
I put out two songs. Couldn't choose between the two of them. Put them both out.
That's fair. It sometimes can be lonely for a song out there by itself. All that admin as well?
I think so. And I'm like, I didn't want to put out... I'd finish them both at the same time, and I don't believe in putting like the same thing out twice. So I'm like, am I going to put one thing out now, wait a month, put another one out? No, just put them both out.
Is the second one just the first one in reverse? Or?
Yes, with a different snare. That's for the nerds out there.
It's important.
How would you describe this project to people who are unfamiliar with it?
I would describe it as like Harko is in the music side is just electronic experimentation at the moment. It started out as a really four-tet style live, like no computers, just sampling and sequencing, really kind of lo-fi music to study to almost. I would say this new music I put out now I did entirely on Ableton, which was the first thing for me. First time I'd like made something on a DAW, a digital audio workstation. And so it's had a the process changes everything that comes out. So just making it on something different, something completely different came out. And this is more like, what did Chris Cudby say? He wrote something really nice about it and under the radar. It was like chill afternoon, like stuff you can like step to. Mm. You can walk purposefully to electronic music and have some fun.
Cool. Hey, do you know what it is, caller?
Do you guys want to buy some 660 scratch cards?
Oh, actually, we were just talking about that earlier with someone else.
Oh, sick. Yeah. 660 scratch cards.
What do they smell like? Is it scratch and sniff or just scratch?
$660 a pop. How much you guys want?
How much are they? $666.
Limited dish.
They're 660.
Are they like 660 the band, or are they the counterfeit 616s that are going around?
A bloody scratch card, mate. What do you want?
Sorry, man. I answered the phone.
I like that. Man, that is that's some crazy shit. Isn't it?
Welcome to our afternoons.
What do you think? Do you think it was just a meeting that was like some marketing guy was like...
I don't know enough to criticize it properly.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just asking questions.
it's going to end up in criticism.
In the boardroom where they had that decision as to whether or not to go ahead with it, there would have been some thorough, interesting discussion. At some point, it would have been like, we appeal to quite a young market, quite a young audience. There's a lot of children that go with their parents to a 660 show.
Is the scratchy thing, is that what funds New Zealand On Air funding? So they're kind of like paying for their NZ On Air funding?
I mean, yes.
It's a circular system.
Yes.
Yeah. More creative New Zealand.
Oh, just had a light bulb moment. Like, oh. Motherfuckers. And they're also in there just gambling away on the pokies and shit.
They're giving back to the creative sector, so maybe it's not such a bad thing.
This isn't Harko related. Are you planning on doing this?
Doing a scratchy? Probably not, but to be fair, haven't been offered either. I'm still waiting for that email return.
Scratch and sniff merch would be quite like those stickers back in the day were fucking exciting when you scratch it.
Just smells like sweat, the hard sweat of electronic beats, my friend.
Should we get into a track actually?
Hey,
do that.
It's your show. Let's do it. You're in charge.
No, this is kind of your show now.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. We hand the reins over to the guest selector, which is yourself, and you take us on a little bit of a journey. Where to first?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to play the two songs I finished that are out. They're on my Bandcamp, but they're streaming next this coming Friday for people who are lazy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play a couple of other songs that inspired them. Are we playing one of mine first?
Yeah, whatever. We're flexible.
Do you know what? Let's set the bar high and show how I missed it. So let's start with Growing Into You by Somni. This is like, I think, one of the most underrated, best electronic production guys out there.
Okie doke.
Jesus.
I feel like it had a real sort of Japanese Asian flavor to it somehow.
Yeah?
The delicateness, maybe.
It's crazy. It's all like very, delicate, almost quiet sounds, but turned up to 11 and then all just like pumping together. It's my vibe.
Very nice. Somni grown into you.
Shout out Somni.
Now, Offie, you're just talking about how you're heading down to Welcome to Nowhere.
Yes, the sold-out New Zealand Music Festival, Welcome mm-hmm. to Nowhere, mm-hmm. Put on by the iGum Collective down in Wellington.
And you're performing live?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I perform, so when I make music, all my first releases are actually recorded live. It's just from one sampler sequencer. I put all the sounds into it and then go like, it's going to make a sound here, here, and here. And then I do that for a whole song and then a whole album. So I'm going to recreate the stuff I've been doing on Ableton on this thing, so I can just set up with no computer and no nothing and just like press play and jam through all my
songs. The thing?
It's called a Digitact by a boutique.
Oh, Electron?
Electron, yeah. Yeah, I've got one of those.
Those are grunty. Grunty kind of workstation. Does just about everything, doesn't it?
It's crazy, yeah. Yeah. I turned it. A lot of not many people use it as like an entire DAW, which I did. And it's, I love it. It does a couple of things that I can't find or recreate anywhere else. But it's super expensive, and it took me out of the game for 6 months just while I was learning it, because it's there's nothing like it. It's fucking crazy. I'm kind of happy to be free of it, but then also it's really, there's nothing lamer. Well, I feel lame when I have a laptop on stage.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't enjoy seeing that laptop
even
on stage.
Even with DJing, you know, I mean, I'm not a musician, but, you know, even
your
if
music
you're DJing,
tangential.
I prefer, you know, like it's so much, it feels so much nicer to take out some records rather than plonking a laptop on the DJ table and going.
Yeah. I would even appreciate just a different fruit instead of an apple glowing.
Yeah.
if you could just slot in like some grapes or something.
I think
some fucking something else.
Honestly, I think it's okay when it's working. It's the real problem is when there's nothing less cool than people just staring at a laptop that is and nothing's happening. Mm. Like that's my real nightmare.
Well, they're on Facebook. Keeps going on.
So I try to avoid that.
Now, the next song you've got queued up, tell us a bit about it.
Well, we've got Marabu State in front of us.
Yeah, Marabu State. This really tickles my itch of like the same kind of production quality, but really good pop song, good like song structure. Mm-hmm. I'm always really tied up between like, is this a dance song or is this got song structure? So Somni, the one before, kind of hits that line perfectly. This is a really good example of a song that has a song structure that I really fucking love as well.
Karangbin edit, by the way.
Thank you.
flute.
I think so too.
I think that's a Kurungabin.
Grunty flute.
Ed, I would say.
As selected by Hako. Am I saying that correctly? Do I like laugh and then go ko at the end?
I think so.
Hako.
Yeah, I like that.
Feels good.
Hako.
Big fan of Heart the Unclear.
Shout out Heart the Unclear, actually.
Because you get to go, ha, the Unclear. Ha. Oh, yeah, great gents.
Yeah, I love them. I love catching up with them every time they're here. Because Brown, when 2 Cartoons started, we were in Dunedin. And the bands that were like really happening at the time when we first started was Alizarin Lizard and Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And The Maybe Pile and a bunch of other like...
The Maybe Pile.
They're amazing. Isn't that great? And Anthony Tonin was just about to leave. And it's a real golden era of Dunedin music that I don't think people know just because it doesn't have Flying Nun attached to it.
True.
Quite a few university parties when you were coming up the ranks as a young musician?
In Dunedin? Mm. No, we were horribly uncool. And like, we...
What about like house parties and that sort of jam?
Uncool.
I played one. We played one, a lock-in in South Dunedin. And that was cool. Mm. Yeah, no, we... I don't know what it was. I've never been a big like a dirty partier. Like, let's fucking go find the party. Mm. I'll go to parties if the party's like, well, it's happening. But yeah, no, I didn't really have that kind of Dunedin experience.
Okay.
I was tangential to that. I saw people having that experience,
yes.
I'd say.
Okay.
But we actually spent a lot of our time touring and then up here in Auckland because 2 Cartoons, really weirdly, we did a little bit with Radio 1 down there, but 95 BFM was the place that like really gave me and Brad a home. Mm-hmm. The whole time, like I think we only put 2 songs out, and then we were invited up to come play Fancy New Band at King's Arms. Like mm-hmm. It was literally that quick. So
we're actually just organising Fancy New Band for this year. So.
Ooh,
we'll be probably at Old Mate Wham.
Have you played Fancy New Band with this project?
No.
Have you played live? No.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Why is that?
No, I'm just saying you can email music@95bfm.com and say, hey, look, this is happening.
Do a little Morning Glory set. That'll put you in good stead to play the actual gig at Whammy Bar, probably.
I've been the guest of a very kind Will Parsons.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
For a quick set, and that was really lovely.
Will Parsons.
That's Fancy New Band.
That's the segment, yes. Yeah.
You've done it.
You've qualified then.
Yeah, I have.
We got
done
to
that.
The bottom of that.
I know.
Far out.
So we'll see you at Fancy New Band, is that what you say?
Yeah. I'll see you. It's time to level up, boys.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm into.
It was quite the runaround. Should we track time? What have we got? Used to more in front of us here.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad we're getting to all the good songs and then we can just we can get to the lo-fi ones after this. But yeah, Eve's Tumor. Latest album was amazing, but this was the song that like I really loved. Noid.
Fun. Oh, go get an ice cream, you guys. That'd be lovely.
Top.
Symptom, born loser, statistic. 911.
911, the track's about to fit.
Yeah.
Now we're into the business end of this operation. We're down at the Harco tracks.
Yes.
Okay. Japanese Dream. Tell us about this particular song.
This is... So all my music this year is going to be me learning shit. Mm-hmm. This song is me learning to... I found this like sample of a lute and then just... I really like cutting up samples. That's how I start all my tracks. Made a little like run with it. And then it's me figuring out how to like take samples and then convert them really jankily into MIDI. And then using that MIDI, which kind of messes up. It's kind of like how like...
Let the machines fight.
Viruses and evolution works. And it's like, oh, it's
especially if you have dated MIDI equipment that doesn't quite...
Which is my vibe. I do not look after anything I use. It's a terrible problem of mine.
Zeros and ones.
But yeah, I make the most of the things that fuck up and then taking those fuck ups, putting them through other instruments and kind of building it from there. So that's what this track is really. It's just to see how MIDI... through different instruments can change the tone and change what happens. And then with a bit of a boom bap beat, song structure, you know how it goes.
I'll bubble it in underneath us here. Hello. Is that the lute?
That's the lute.
He's telling the truth, everyone.
Yeah. And then when it kicks in, all the other shit kicks in with it.
This is Japanese Dream. It. Enjoy. We'll be back in a min. Well, three.
Isaac, a.k.a. Harko,
yes.
Spelled H-A-H-K-O.
Absolutely.
Music can be found on Spotify or the Bandcamps.
Yeah, and if you have more of a moral conscience, it could be found on Apple Music. And if you are actually into music, it could be found on my Bandcamp as well. It's on both of these songs are on Bandcamp now. Mm-hmm. I put them there on Friday. and then I make streaming wait for an extra week after that, because I figure people who already know me are going to be like, I'll go listen to that music. And why like prioritize the machines that try and introduce you to new people over the people that already know you? So as I grow, I'll just keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Then taking these sounds to Welcome to Nowhere next week?
Next weekend, yeah.
Next weekend.
Leave Friday, come back Monday. It's going to be a big time. There's Perfect. A lot of really good bands I'm really interested to see.
Anywhere else? What else is going on the horizon for Haka?
Depending on how that goes, I haven't been playing any shows because I don't think it's interesting to watch someone push buttons. Mm. But now that I've been working on some new stuff, potentially, we'll see how it goes. I'll see how I feel playing the festival.
Consider some visuals.
Well, I've actually been seeing Kate.
Just get someone to do a fucking oil thing.
Are you taking phone calls? Should we just roll?
Yeah, if you want to do. Yeah,
mandatory doses when people
talk back. Here we go.
Hello, BFM.
Hello, BFM. Are we talking about morals?
Wait, are you BFM or I'm confused?
I speak for BFM, and yes, we are talking about morals.
Why not?
Oh, really? Okay. What's your name?
My name is Isaac.
Why do you feel like he's writing
you
that?
You work for BFM.
I'm BFM tangential.
You get paid by it.
No, I'm not on the money, as they say. How
they
about
say?
You? Do you work for BFM?
I do.
To do shows for BFM. Oh, do you?
Yep.
Okay, so
we
like.
We caught one.
You what?
We've got one. You've got him. Have a go. Have
like
a go.
Sorry, what? Like what were you talking about?
I don't know. We're kind of just talking about what you're talking about. Look, I get paid to do stuff like this.
Stream Harko on Spotify or Apple Music, and then I will be on your money. And you can be my boss.
Get a B card, caller. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I love that. Please get a B card. Support local.
Well, let's go out on this final track of yours, the two tracks that are coming out or are out already, and you should go and indulge yourself, listeners, if it's your vibe.
I hope, yeah.
S99 V2?
Yeah, it's...
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, so I do. You do working titles when you work on new
happens.
Music.
Yeah. Oh, man, and when they stick, especially if you're in a band, and the whole band's like, oh, do you mean that? And they say the shit name that you weren't into at all.
There's three names for every song.
Yeah.
You're like, which one are we playing next?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. So my what I do with the working titles is it's either, if I don't come up with like, you know that, yes, this is a perfect name. Okay, it's forever this name now. If that doesn't happen, then I actually just like work on making the working title something I like. This is one of those things. The working title was Shred, because there's a part where a saxophone starts shredding in my mind. It's BPM is actually 99 BPM.
Okey-doke.
So I was like, and it used to be at 97. That wasn't quick enough.
Happens.
Had to bump it up to 99. So that new,
did you get in the points?
Yes. And then that new working title was then Shred 99. And this is actually when I was mixing. I was like, this is crap, and completely changed out a section. So it turned into the mix version 2. So this is actually Shred 99 version 2, S99 V2.
Little behind the scenes for you there,
There you go.
Hey, kia ora, bro. Thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you for having me. This place is fucking awesome and I love being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Haka, everyone. Kuta pip.
that was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.